Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance, and today is Wednesday, the 4th of September, 2019. It is the 247th day of the year, 118 days until the end of the year, 426 days until presidential elections, and only 181 days until primaries. The sun rises this morning at 6:43. The sun will set at 7:33. We have 12 hours and 50 minutes of daylight to play in. The first high tide was at 4:16. The first low tide will be at 9:40 this morning. Solar transit at 1:08. The next high tide at 4:17 this afternoon, and the final low tide at the Golden Gate at 10:52. The moon is currently 32.7% visible. A waxing crescent moon will have a full moon on Friday the 13th. Today is Eat an Extra Dessert Day, Global Talent Acquisition Day, National Macadamia Nut Day, National Newspaper Carrier Day. It's also Immigrants Day in Argentina. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Anton Bruckner, Darius Milhaud, Antonin Artaud, Richard Wright, Sid Hoff, Paul Harvey, page two, Dick York, Thomas Eagleton, Mitzi Gaynor, Gene Parsons, Dave Liebman, Dave Broza, Damon Wayans, and Beyonce. On this day in history in 1666 in London, England, the most destructive damage from the Great Fire occurs. 1781, Los Angeles is founded as El Pueblo de Nuestra Señora la Reina de Los Ángeles, the village of Our Lady, the Queen of the Angels, by 44 Spanish settlers. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to send me an email to kevin@klw.org. Time right now, local public radio, is 5:51. You can hear 1A at 11 o'clock this morning right after your call here on 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. The turkey pepperoni pizza, the cheese pizza, the sesame chicken wrap, and the sliced cucumber with ranch. Some schools will also be serving the barbecue chicken sandwich, the teriyaki chicken wings and rice, the tomato pesto provolone sandwich, the edamame and carrot salad, and the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. KLW is supported by Pop-Up Magazine, with a night of live storytelling about the fascinating world around us. The Escape issue comes to Oakland's Paramount Theater Saturday, September 21st. The evening features photography, film, radio, and original music mixed together and performed on stage. Learn more at popupmagazine.com. An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Also, more BBC news later this hour with Topline at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Another wildfire here in Northern California, this time in El Dorado County, about 40 miles northeast of Sacramento on the Nevada border and touching Lake Tahoe. The fire has burned 75 acres near a rural town called Cool. Probably not feeling very cool today right now. Firefighters have halted the fire's forward progress, and 20% of the overall blaze has been contained. Firefighters are using fire engines, helicopters, air tankers, and bulldozers to bring the fire down. Two have been slightly injured. We don't know how this fire started. Fellow Facebook addicts, you know how you can see a picture of yourself, maybe hanging out with some friends online, and your face has already been tagged and your name identified, even though you didn't tag it yourself? Well, now you'll start seeing something called tag selections. It can recognize people's faces, but now you can choose to turn it on, turn it off, and keep it off. how very cool of Facebook to be doing this. Why are they doing this? Because Facebook is being sued in Illinois over the issue of face recognition without people's permission. Bad news for Bay Area surfers and surfing fans. California's Mavericks have been canceled indefinitely. The World Surf League says logistical challenges and the inability to run the event for the last 2 years has prompted it to cancel this year. What's the Mavericks? If the surf is right, the contest is used to be held in 25-foot plus waves at the Mavericks Break near Pillar Point in Half Moon Bay between November 1st and March 31st. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of the Cross Currents Afternoon Report at 5 o'clock today. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. One more hour of Morning Edition from NPR News is next. Support for NPR comes from EBSCO, expanding discoverability and access to open access content by way of EBSCO Discovery Service and Open Dissertations. Learn more at EBSCO.com. That's EBSCO. You can also check out opendissertations.org as well. It's going to be a weird weather day here in the Bay Area. It's summer sunny right outside of our studios here, but patchy fog, mostly cloudy in the morning in many places, partly sunny and warm, a slight chance of dry thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening, highs in the 60s to the mid-70s here in the city, 80s around the bay, 90s inland, and west winds up to 20 miles per hour. 91.7 KALW, good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. It's 8:07.